Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs, where we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Coach Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning, what a beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. I'm ready to hit it. In it to win it. How are you, Coach? Oh, gosh. I am excited. Yes, I am. Hello, audience. Hello. I hope you're ready to succeed. I hope you're ready to open up your mind to the unlimited possibilities that are for you today, that are here for me today. This is an awesome day, a day we've never seen before. And listen, own the power that's on the inside of you. Go out and be great today, all right? And you can do that by tapping into the possibilities. And you can do that by creating the life that you want. What do you want to do? Who do you want to become, more importantly? If it is to be, yes, yes, I know you've heard this, it's up to me. So what kind of life are you creating? I'm telling you. And all that means is whatever you see yourself doing, do it. Be pregnant with the possibilities of what can be. And you want to tap into that by talking to people that are doing what you want to do. That's simple, right? It's that simple and it's that difficult. So that means you got to pick up the phone. That means you got to talk to people, show yourself friendly, and it will happen. And that's what's happening for Coach Lalisa and myself. Our lives are unfolding before us in such a tremendous way. God is connecting us with folks that love what we do. We hope you love what we do because we love you. This is love coming to you, whether you realize it or not. And I tell you, I thank God that he has given us the desire, the ability, please God, to untap the possibilities, the potentials that are in people. And one of the ways that we give back, we offer a 15-minute coaching session for free. F-R-E-E. And all you have to do is hit us up on Facebook, inbox us. We'd love to help you get started, get going. And we have been getting the exciting testimonials back about how this show has been a blessing to you folks. And so we thank you. And don't forget, hashtag power your possibilities. How are you powering your possibilities? How are you doing the next thing and the next thing? And, you know, it's a journey, and we're walking in it with you. Okay, you don't have to do this by yourself. And I know some of you told me you're kind of shy, so you want to inbox myself or Coach Lalisa Williams, inbox and, you know, maybe have a comment or a question. We want to help. You know, we've been given some coaching strategies for free on the radio, and it's because we want to give back, because we believe in you. And so what you're hearing today is an encouraging word. You are hearing the possibilities that can come your way by the people that we bring online. And so we're so excited about that. And don't forget the webinar. Yes, it's fastly coming upon us very quickly next week, Tuesday the 22nd. Get out your pen. Get out your paper. You need to write this down. We want you to be ready, okay? Be ready for what's coming your way. You want some help. You want some definite ways to solve some issues, to get the questions answered, to be on that path, that journey that you want to be on. Check us out. We have the Wealth System Webinar. Whoa, now I just said a mouthful. I hope you got that. The Wealth System Webinar, and it's a breakthrough training to teach you the success, the secrets, the systems, the ideas, and the strategies for success. Oh, yeah, and it's going to be something you haven't heard before. I mean, we can't give away everything, but if you want to get on board, this is for a limited offer. We've got a special pricing just for you, and that's next Tuesday, April 22nd, happening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and so on. So you connect with us. We want to help. Isn't that right, Coach? I'm so excited about it. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. It is going to be exciting. Exciting. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you on that webinar. It's going to be phenomenal. You know, people today are really looking for opportunities and possibilities for them to power up. So we want to bring this webinar to you. And we are just grateful, and I am just excited that we have an opportunity to show people how to get wealth in this hour. There are so many opportunities for us to use our wealth. There's education, there's hospitals, there's organizations, there's children, there's so many things. I don't even want to start naming them. There's so many reasons why we need wealth, and then God has positioned us to get it. So we better get it while the getting is good. Now, without further ado, we're going to bring on our guests, and then we'll come back at the end of the show and give you some more information about what is coming next, the webinars, the teleshow, and even the full conference where you can meet many of these powerful, dynamic people in person. It is electrifying that when you talk to people and we watch some of our video clips from the last 2 years of our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo in Newark, New Jersey, electrifying, and you haven't seen nothing yet. So I'm going to move on and introduce our guest today. You know, here on All About Entrepreneurs, we are constantly positioning people in front of you who have been there, done that, for you to learn from. These are individuals who already have started businesses, been in businesses, or been around businesses for years and years and years. Anyone who is doing anything in entrepreneurship today, they need to be tuned in to this show because we bring you some of the top entrepreneurs and leaders, not just entrepreneurs, but also leaders, because any leader, in essence, if you're not an entrepreneur, you have everything it takes to be one. And if you don't have your own business, it's simply because that's not your choice, and that's okay. But we want to celebrate you too. So our guest today is Valerie Fully Love. And let me just tell you a little bit about Valerie. Valerie, by trade, is a licensed commercial insurance professional. Her giftings and her passions are as a produced playwright. So she loves producing plays. And I got to go see one of her plays some years ago. And oh my God, this woman, she ought to be on Broadway in New York City. Her plays are awesome. And I can't say that she hasn't been, because I've only been knowing her for about 6 years now, so she's probably been there and back. But she's also an accomplished screenplay writer. Now, that's saying something right there, y'all. She's a songwriter, and a poet. Now, you know what? You sing, you need somebody to write you a song, you need to call up our guest today, Valerie Fully Love. And you can reach her at Trinity Park Productions. That's her website. You can reach her at TrinityParkProductions.com. That's right. And she didn't just get this website. She's been on this website. She's been around for a while. So this woman is a thought leader. She's a person who, she's a go-to person when it comes to writing. Her very first screenplay was a finalist in an independent black film festival in Atlanta, Georgia. And her plays, well, they've been selected for staged readings, series, and I knew she had been to New York, theaters in New York City and New Jersey, and in full productions in and around the tri-state area. That means New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Connecticut. All of these places make up our tri-state. So we are happy and excited to present to some and introduce to others. You'll be hearing more for her. She recently is heading up a chapter the largest female music executive entertainment groups in the nation, NAFAM. So we are excited, and without further ado, welcome to the show. Good morning to my good friend Valerie Fully Love. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, LaLisa. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Valerie. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I'm so humbled that you guys invited me back. And I have a word from God that I hope will bless your listening audience today.
Well, go right ahead. We know if it's from the Lord.
You talk a lot about entrepreneurship and starting your own business. And what the Lord has shown me is that the first thing that you need to do is change your mindset. Because if you keep doing the same things you've always done, you're going to get the same results that you always had. Even if you have some increase, you know, you will not know how to move further because you're still doing the same things. So the one thing that God has shown me, because I prayed that God would help me in my finances, you know, help me in my choices, help me in even in my giving, you know. I just wanted to be and walk and work within God's will. I didn't want to do anything in my own flesh, you know. So I had to humble myself and go before God and just say, okay, God, I want to do it your way. You know, what is it that I'm missing? What is it that I need to do, you know, to operate in your principles, you know, to gain the kind of wealth and to put together an estate for my children and my children's children that you talk about in your word. And the first thing that he told me is that, you know, you have to change your mindset. And one of the things that a lot of us, and we may not even realize it because we've been conditioned to be consumers as opposed to investors. Now, consumers, that word within itself should tell you what it does. Consuming consumes your wealth and your future. And the first thing you need to do to become an investor instead of a consumer is to separate your wants from your needs. How many times have we seen an expensive pocketbook or an expensive pair of sneakers and say, I need that, when in fact we really don't need that? And we could use that money to invest in our future, to invest in our families, so that when God gives us increase, we'll be good stewards over that increase. Estate planning is probably the single most important act of good stewardship. And if we don't know how, because we've been conditioned to be consumers, you know, how to be a good steward over any increase that God gives us, you know, like you said, LaLisa, listening into shows like this, going to webinars, being around people who have already done it, you know, the internet has a wealth of information, you know, so you really have to educate yourself and change your mindset so that you can get what God has for you. And budgets, and to me, budgets are like diets. It's like a temporary fix. And what we need is a lifestyle change. And in order to have that lifestyle change, like I said, you have to change your mindset. And investing, when people hear investing, they think that that's only what rich people do, or people who have a lot of money. But it's not how much money you have. It's what you do with the money that you have. Consumers live just for today. Investors consider the future. And a lot of people say, well, I just have to take care of what's happening today. You know, I can't worry about the future. The future will take care of itself. And that is just not the truth. You know, the future is just made up of a lot of todays. So if you take care of today, today will take care of your future. So one of the things that I did is started to look at my income, and I started looking at different ways to make income. Because one of the things that investors talk about is to diversify. So you just don't want to consider one way to make money. You want to have money that you make from your job that will take care of your needs. And then you want to take money that you have to take care of your future. And it's not only just money. You can invest in the lives of other people. Because God says if you make something happen for someone else, he's going to make it happen for you. And it doesn't always take money. Sometimes it's just love. Sometimes it's just giving someone information that you have that they may not have. Sometimes it's just a phone call. You know, start investing in other people. Start investing in yourself. And that's where the true wealth comes. You know, giving is definitely a form of ministering, a form of investing, you know, because if you keep everything to yourself, nothing else can get in, you know, and you won't go to the next level. You know, even tithing, you know, a lot of people are against tithing, but God promises that if you give money into the storehouse, that he'll pour out blessings for you, you know, and that's a way to also have increase, you know. So we definitely have to rethink how we approach our lives. We definitely have to start changing our habits. You know, some of us just maybe are not looking to be rich, but we just want to be comfortable. But even being comfortable now, you also have to be comfortable in the future. So I would suggest that people start educating themselves. You know, instead of reading the magazines that talk about what these actors or rappers are doing, you know, go find a magazine that talks about success. Go find a magazine that talks about investment, you know, so that you can learn and invest in yourself.
That's awesome, Valerie. Great. I got a lot of notes here. I hope you all out there are taking notes. I hope you have your notebooks open, your situations, your however you take notes, and because I got a lot of good stuff here. I heard you talk about one of the things you said, sometimes people, they quote, you hear people say, oh, let the future take care of itself. Mm-hmm. The future, or the future will take care of itself. Well, mm-hmm. like you say, the future made up with a bunch of todays. And so if mm-hmm. you don't take care of today, look at how your future is going to be, great line. And then you said, you talked about how we can invest in ourselves. But then there were, you said there were other ways to invest. You can also invest in other people. And I know mm-hmm. as I was watching the NAACP, but the Evening of the Stars with the United Negro College Fund has that event every year, and they raise all those monies. And they talked about how they had added on to the slogan, a mind is a terrible thing to waste,
and then they start. But it's a great thing to invest in. Then they went even further by putting up these individuals and saying, I'm your dividend.
Right.
So these various students who graduated with these great accolades, and then they say all that about them, then the person says, I'm your dividend. So that you talk about that investing in others, that's a, you know, powerful visual there. And then I love when you talk about separating your wants and your needs. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we, I want that, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
But is that need or is it? But it's one thing about being broke or losing everything. You quickly discover what you really need and what you really want. So
Lavisa, to me, poverty is a circumstance, you know, and it's just a condition, and being broke is a condition. You can work your way out of that as long as your mindset is hope, as long as your mindset is faith. Poor is a state of mind. It's a state of hopelessness. So you have to make sure that if you're broke at this time or living in poverty, you know that you can get out of that. You know, there are ways to get out of that. But if you consider yourself poor and hope in your mind, you know, that is not a condition that you can get yourself out of, because you don't have hope and you don't have faith and you don't have the mindset. You know, years ago, I know a young man who lived in New York City, in Brooklyn. And if you looked at his area, it looked like Beirut, like all bombed out. You couldn't even believe people lived in those homes. And he had like maybe 7 or 8 brothers and sisters, and his mother was a single mother, and she worked like around the clock as a nurse to take care of her kids. But he had a mindset, he and his best friend, that they were going to become doctors. Now, mind you, from where they were living in poverty, but his mind was not poor. He had hope and he had faith. And this young man worked his way, you know, went through high school. Now, mind you, he had a brother that lived with them that was on drugs. They used to steal everything he had. You know, but he still, nothing would dissuade him from what his dream and his goal and his mindset. And every day he went over his goals, and every day he walked, took one baby step towards his goal. And he, you know, went to high school every day, didn't have the best clothes, sometimes wore the same thing, you know, didn't always have something to eat when he came home. But he kept his mind strong. And he finished high school. He got a scholarship to Columbia. He did his undergrad at Columbia, got accepted to Howard Med School. Now he's a doctor in the Bronx, and he was determined that he was not going to go to some rich area, you know, and be some doctor there. He wanted to service the people who were like he was. So this is someone who not only came out of poverty, but is reaching behind to pay it back and to bring others through what he's been through. And I've always believed that you can't tell somebody about some place you've never been. You know, so just because your past is what your past is, isn't what you thought it could be or should be, God will use whatever the enemy meant for bad to turn it around for your good. And not just for your good, but for the goods of others. So this young man invested in his future with very little, you know, with very little. And he's been able to reach out to others and be successful because he's a good steward over what God gave him. And the most important thing that makes him a good steward over what God gave him is the giving back. And in the Bible, a good story about someone who was not a good steward, in Luke 15:11-31, the story of the prodigal son. Now, the father gave this generous inheritance to his son, was not ready for it. He didn't have the right mindset. And what did he do? He went out there and blew it, you know, lived a high life and blew it, and wound up living in squalor with the pigs. You know, so here is someone who had the millions, who had the money, you know, but who wasn't a good steward over it. So that's why I say, my word, if you don't come away with anything today, is you come away with the fact that you stop what you're doing, because you don't want to continue doing the same things that you've always done. You seek God and just say, okay, God, what is it that I need to do? What changes do I need to make, you know, to put me on the path to be a good steward over everything that I'm praying to you for, you know? So why would God give you increase if you can't handle what you have now, if you're not handling it correctly? He wants to know that you're going to be a good steward over what he gives you, you know. So our job is to be proactive, not reactive. You know, and in order to do that, like I said, there are many tools. You know, we've been blessed with people like Lalisa and Cassandra who are willing to open up, you know, whatever industry that you're in to you to give you information, you know, and to give you support and to love you through this journey. Because like Cassandra said, it is a journey. You know, you're going to go through some things. Iron sharpens iron. You're going to go through some things. But you just, once you have that mindset, you know, the heart follows and your life will follow. And, you know, so I just wish your listening audience the best, and I pray that you profess and confess whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is your passion, and know that you know that you know in your mind that you're willing to go through the steps and make the changes and the adjustments that are necessary, you know, be it in entrepreneurship, be it if you want to lose weight, be it if you want to be a better husband, be it if you want to be a better wife, you know, there are certain things that you have to do in order to accomplish that so that when you are blessed with that increase and you are blessed with your dream and your goal and your passion, you can maintain it and also give it increase and also have something to pay forward.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You said be so that you could be blessed with your increase, your goals, and your the things that you're trying to achieve. That's so powerful, so that you can maintain it. I don't want to work at something and then don't have the skills to keep it. So you really come on and shared some great, powerful nuggets of wisdom this morning. And so blessed and thankful to have you, Valerie, fully loved. We can see why you're so powerful in your plays and your movies and your leadership and all that you're doing. Wow, you know, I just, from the first day I met you, and you're still powerful. God bless. You started out talking about that mindset change. Such a powerful concept right there, and how we have to change our habits. You know, I love how you just, you know, drove home that investing in yourself, educating yourself, and I loved how you shared about a poverty being that state of mind. That's that is a condition, rather, that you can get yourself out of, should I say, poverty. But being poor in spirit and hopeless, now that is a state of mind that you have to change first. Because, like, you know, a person could be born in a wealthy place, such as was the prodigal son, was born in a wealthy place. But if you have that poor mindset, that poor spirit, it can even drive you into a place of great poverty. So that's a more powerful point. But what happened? He said, the prodigal son, it changed when he said, but when I came to my, in other words, when I changed my mind, and that's what turned it around for me. My father, who told me that, my father was a preacher, and my father said to me after I had, you know, really messed up some things in life, and my father, he said, you got to get some sense. You got to get some sense. In essence, he was saying, you're lying.
Exactly. And Lalisa, I just want to, I know that we're running out of time, but I just wanted to encourage the entrepreneurs out there and the people who are successful in what they're doing, or the people who are just starting out, to go on NAPFEM's website and just read about this woman, Johnny Walker, who has so much success in the industry, but her baby, her passion, is paying it forward. And the organization website is www.napfem, N as in Nancy, A, B as in boy, S as in female, E, M as in Mary, E.org. And just investigate and see if this is something you can be a part of. We are so happy that she flew all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, to come to New Jersey to start a chapter here. They are doing great things across the nation with female executives in all industries, mentoring these young ladies who want to be where they are. And at least you talked about surrounding yourself with people who are where you want to be. And this is the best organization that I've seen out there that will help you to accomplish that. So I just want to encourage you to look up Ms. Johnny Walker and the organization NAPFEM and be a part of that organization to help you reach your goals and be supported by people who already are where you want to be.
Awesome, awesome. And I know you have to run off, Valerie, but thank you so much for stopping by and sharing all this powerful wisdom. Thank you, thank you. And you can reach Valerie. She is on Facebook. You can go to her website, Trinity, as in T-R-I-N-I-T-Y, Park, P-A-R-K, Productions, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S.com. So, yes, you can find out there about her plays, about her movies. Oh, my goodness. You can find out about her books. You can find out about her team, the staff. You can, there's so many things you could do. You can see video clips of some of her plays. When Doves Fly, that was the one I got to catch. My God. I just love the title of her. Told me that. Wow, that opened 2006, I can't believe it. It seems like it was just yesterday that I met Valerie. I believe it's been 8 already. Wow.
Yes. I'm so humbled that you asked me to share. And, you know, I'm not saying everything that I said to boast or to build myself up, but one thing that I love doing is giving. And I may not have all of the answers or anything like that, but I do want to share what God has given me and, you know, and in hopes that we can make this journey together and just do some great and mighty things here in New Jersey.
We are. I feel it. Meeting over there with you and Johnny and the other women that you had assembled together. What a powerful event.
That was an awesome time we had. It was awesome.
Powerful.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was.
This woman is excellence extraordinaire. Do you hear me? It was just a beautiful setup, nice conference, you know, a little something to nourish on. I mean, she just had every pens, pads. I mean, it was exquisite, what you would expect at that level of leadership in entertainment and entrepreneurship. And Johnny was just phenomenal in her team.
Yes,
so I'm so glad to be a part of this group. I am talking about humbled. I'm not even believing yet still that I could be a part of such a group. But I know
networking
to God,
is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Networking is powerful.
You know, it's mind-blowing. You know, I think about the woman at the well. She never thought she would be networking with Jesus himself when she went that morning to the well. That's why we tell people, you know, just showing up is 90% of success. All she did was show up to dip some water. Who did she meet? So you don't know who you're going to meet on your journey. Yes, isn't that something? You don't know. You networking, get out, meet people, go just sometimes just in your regular day, you know, just what you're doing. And meet people that you could have never met before, but God already has it all planned out. So we are excited about it, fam. I'm looking forward to it. The National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment. I'm excited.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be
awesome.
You're doing great things.
That's great things. I can't wait. So everyone, please go to that website. Check it out. Like she said, when you read Johnny Walker's bio, just her bio alone, it's Johnny Walker. You can go to NAPFEM. That when I read her bio, I was like, stop. What? I was like, I'll be there. What time? When? Where? But you can't underestimate a book by its cover. That's for sure. You see a person's name, you don't know. You better read that person's bio. You don't know what that person may have done. But entrepreneurs out there, you're so right. You gave such great advice. Stick to it. Don't give up. Feed your minds. know that your condition, if whatever it is, that it's just your opportunity. It's your yard to work. Wherever you're at, start working. I always tell people, Valerie, start right where you are.
Exactly, with what you have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was at Continental Airlines, we developed a whole program entitled Be a Star Where You Are. People, they always in a job and they don't like and things aren't going well for them, and they say, well, when I get over there, I'm going to do it such and such. Well, no, because employers want to see you be a star where you are. That's the best proof right there. And so
exactly.
Tell people you can sing, well, sing right where you're at. If you can create something, well, create it right there. And that's the best way to show someone and to prove someone what you can do.
That's right. I'd like to give a shout out to the core members of this new NAPM group, Nancy Jackson Johnson, who has a new CD coming out. Her release is scheduled for May 1st in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I'm sorry, Saturday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And you could find Nancy Jackson Johnson on Facebook. She is an awesome minister, an awesome psalmist, an awesome singer. So if you can come out, it will be at the Greater St. John America Church at 183 6th Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Just come out to this album release party. She's signed to Donnie McCurkin's label, and he just says wonderful and great things about her, and I guess he knows. And I want to give a shout-out to a poet, spoken word artist, Jaleesa McEachin, who is an up-and-coming artist. She happens to be my mentee. And she is just doing great and wonderful things. And she has a book of poetry. You can find Jaleesa McEachin also on Facebook and purchase that book of poetry. She speaks from her heart about things that is real. And also, you know, like Lisa is doing great things. You know, we are just going to have an awesome organization in New Jersey. So please go on the website and become a member so that you can also come and grow with us.
All right. It's great being at the start.
And I am going to go for real this time. But God bless you all. Have a blessed day. I love you, but God loves you a zillion times more. You can do all things through Christ. There's nothing that you can't do. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. You're on this call. You're with the right people at the right time and the right space. So love you. God bless, and have a blessed day.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for, folks, today. We have a short show today. So everyone, please go out and have a powerful day. Take the words of Valerie Fully Love on today. And you can follow her on Facebook, on Twitter. You can connect with her on Facebook. Don't forget to connect with Coach Cassandra on Facebook and connect with myself on Facebook and Twitter. Go to hashtag PowerYourPossibilities and claim your free gift from Coach Cassandra and Coach LaLisa. And we'll be back tomorrow for another exciting guest, another powerful show. And we want you to have a powerful, powerful day. Don't forget you can inbox us. Don't forget to sign up for my Christian social network page. You go to mycsn.org. That's with David Knight. He's doing an awesome job promoting the Christian Social Network. And you got to go set up a page just like Facebook, and you can connect with your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter. You can set up a chat. You can do many things on there. We are so happy that we got a chance to hook up with him, and we definitely want to hook up the Christian Social Network with NAFAM. And so that's a whole other story. That's a whole other show, but Valerie, again, thank you so much for sharing. Everyone got the information. Trinity Park Productions is how you can learn more about the wonderful things that Valerie is doing. If you want to know about her plays, her movies, her songwriting, go to her website. If you are interested in NAFAM, and you go to NABFEME.org. That's NABFEME.org. And go there, and we are excited. Coach Cassandra, this has been a short show, but a great
Woo-hoo.
Show. It's been banging.
Yes. It's been Awesome. Great. And I've got to tell everybody, you make sure you have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Make it happen. Make it pop. Yes, this is your day.
Make it happen. Hey, don't wait for the future. The future is today, she said. You want to prepare for your future? You want to know the best way to prepare for your future is to make it happen today. And don't forget, she's called Valerie's insurance. So she knows, she sees these people when they have to go through things, and she knows about investments. So when she tells you to invest, she knows the scientific parts of it. She knows the business aspects of it, and she has the spiritual side. So she has a threefold cord, and let me tell you,
she was
running it down. She said, don't be a consumer. Don't be just a consumer, because you're just going to get consumed. No, you got to also be an investor. She did. Don't just be consumed. She said, be an investor too, and invest. Invest some of your savings, and get that income, grow that income. She talked about that wealth. And, you know, we have the wealth system. That's on time. She didn't know anything about our system, and God gave her a word. So we know that we have tapped into the right area. And so the wealth system, we will be talking about that at the webinar on the 22nd. And because you all listen to us, you're our friends, we love you, you're getting in at our, this is our entry, this is our rate for you to get in at this low rate. When this thing blows up, you know, I'm sorry, you won't be able to probably get in, because, you know, as more and more people start looking into it, and then the price goes up. So we're offering this to you now at such a less than the cost of 3 cups of Starbucks. Like she said, consuming things that have no internal value or don't know lasting value is not always the smartest thing, but to invest in something that builds you up from the inside out, that builds your mind, that helps you transform. Now you're doing something. Now you're doing something. So we've put this webinar together specifically for individuals who want to grow their wealth and don't know how to use the wealth-building strategies and systems, techniques, ideas. We're going to show you how. We're going to teach you how, because this is the hour that we're in. This is the time. He's giving you power to get wealth. Now you need the systems to produce the power. Now you need the systems to help you produce the wealth. And we're going to teach you these systems so that you can produce the wealth for you and your family. Yes, he's given us the power to get the wealth, but we also need to learn. He's given everyone a measure of some talent and some gift. This is our gift to show you how to get it done. So make sure you sign up for that webinar. You have to register for that webinar. You won't be able to just call in like you do on weekday mornings into this show. You have to actually go to a webinar and sign up and register. If you don't see the link or if you're having problems, just a simple inbox to Cassandra or myself. Also, don't forget, the teleshow is happening on the 29th. We have some powerful people coming. We have Michael Gray. He works for U.S. Congressman Payne. He travels all over the world. He's in all types of congressional meetings at the federal level. You need to hear from him. This is a person who has meetings with President, Vice President Joe Biden and many other political officials. Also, we have Mary Ann Kotchett. She's the author of Power versus Perception. And we also have coming on the show that same day, we have two other powerful, powerful speakers. So we have 4 dynamic, powerful speakers. And Coach Cassandra, again, thank you. Great show. It's been great. It's been real. Everyone, I know we tried to fit a lot in, but that's all we have time for. We'll see you back tomorrow. A great day. Thanks, Valerie. You're the best. Love you. Thank you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on